Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Navy SEAL was killed. It happened Friday, and three others were wounded in a fight with Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, about 65 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. U.S. Africa Command said the American forces came under attack, were on and during an advise and assist mission alongside members of the Somali National Army. President Trump is about to make a visit to the Middle East and hopes to help mediate a historic peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. He is not offering any details about a peace plan. During his meeting this week with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Mr. Trump repeatedly expressed hope for an agreement, a deal, or more generally an arrangement reaching peace. A deal worked out by Russia, Turkey, and Iran to set up de-escalation zones in mostly opposition-held parts of Syria went into effect early today. Russia says the zones will be closed to air traffic from the U.S.-led coalition. Pentagon spokesman Adrian Rakeem Galloway told VOA that any welcome effort to reduce the violence, to allow humanitarian assistance to get to those in need, and ultimately lead to a political resolution to the ongoing crisis in Syria. However, he said the fight against the Islamic State will continue.
I should point out that there will be no sanctuary for ISIS. Our operations to work with partnered forces on the ground to defeat ISIS and to reclaim their so-called capitals in Iraq and Syria will continue unabated.
Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal to establish the so-called de-escalation zones. This is VOA News.